低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you again for a precious opportunity to come and draw near to you.
主，我们真的求你，先把我们心里头许许多多的，掺杂，烦扰挪去。
Lord, we pray first of all that you will remove all the mixtures and troubles in our heart.
如果我们心中有什么苦毒，
If we have any bitterness in our heart,
甚至挂虑，主你都挪开。
Even worries, Lord, may you remove them all.
主，我们只有一个心愿，就是更多认识你。
Lord, we only have one heart desire, that is to learn about you more.
我们能够更像你。
So that we will be like you all the more.
我们能够跟与你同心。
And we could walk with you more.
以致我们周围的人，都因着看见你的美丽，你的慈爱，都一起来跟随你。
So that the people around us, because they have seen your beauty, and they will follow you.
我们求你使用早上的时间来向我们说话。
We ask you to use this time in the morning to speak to us.
把你的荣耀，你的心意向我们打开。
And to reveal to us your heart desire and your glory.
我们也真的求你越过讲的、翻的、跟听的一切的限制。
We also ask you to surpass all the limitation of the speaker, the interpreter, and the listeners.
我们求你用宝血洁净我们每一个人，并且用圣灵膏抹讲的、翻的、跟听的。
We pray that your precious blood will cleanse every one of us, and your Holy Spirit will anoint the speaker, the interpreter, and the listeners.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We ask all these in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. 请大家都为我们祷告。
I ask all of you to pray for us.
我今天有蛮重的负担。
I really have a heavy burden today.
但是我今天还没有准备好。
Because I haven't really finalized all my preparation this morning.
也不知道应该怎样表达心里头的负担。
And I do not know exactly how to express what's in my heart.
但是我相信主给了我负担。
Yet I believe that the Lord has placed this burden in my heart.
让我们一起来学习。
So that all of us could learn together.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹在听的时候，你也为我们祷告。
So I hope that brothers and sisters, when you're listening, please pray for me.
也为你们自己祷告。
And please pray for yourself.
求主帮助我们能够用没有掺杂的嘴唇，没有掺杂的耳朵来交通神的话。
May Lord help us to fellowship with His words, with a mouth and lips that is not mixed with other things.
And ears.
And ears that's not mixed with other things.
今天我们要继续交通，做个与神同行的父母这个主题。
Today we will continue to share the topic of be a parent walking with God.
过去一年，基本上每个月的第四个主日，我们都在这个主题下交通不同的重点。
In the past year, on every fourth Sunday of the month, we have been fellowship and sharing messages under this topic.
我的负担有三方面。
And my burden comes from three areas.
第一就是与今天已经是父母的弟兄姊妹来彼此劝勉如何去学习做父母。
First, for those who are already parents, we're encouraging you to learn how to be a parent.
第二就是装备今天还没有，但是将来可能会有孩子的年轻人。
Secondly, to equip the young people who will be parents in the future.
预备他们去承受神给父母这个重大的责任和祝福。
To help you to prepare this great responsibility and blessing from God to be a parent.
第三是为着所有其余不是父母的人。
Thirdly, this message is also for all the others who are not parents yet.
通过交通做个与神同行的父母来看，如何做一个与神同行的人。
Through sharing on how to be a parent walking with God, to learn how to be a person walking with God.
因为那些与神同行的真理与原则呢，怎样应用在做父母的人身上，也能够应用在每一个要与神同行的人身上。
Because the principles and the truth, applies to parents who want to walk with God, and also applies to every single person who want to walk with God.
神如何要借着做父母的角色和责任来成全做父母的人。
How do God, through the responsibilities and the roles of a parent to complete those parents?
叫他们更懂得如何与神同行，神也要借着其他的角色和责任，叫每一个属他的人学习怎样与神同行。
So that those parents will understand how to walk with God. Same, in the same way, through all the other roles and responsibilities, God wants to, teach His children to learn how to walk with God.
在个人生活上是这样，在教会的生活上也是这样。
In your personal life, it's like this, and it is the same for your church life.
过去我们首先交通到父母自己要学习与神同行。
In the past, we shared that the parents should first of all learn to walk with God themselves.
第二，我们要认定耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
And secondly, they need to, recognize God the Lord is their only God.
我们不是自己的主人，儿女也不是我们的主人。
We're not our own Lord. Our children are not our own Lord.
他们不是我们生命中的中心，只有神才是我们生命的中心。
They should not be the center of our life. Only God should be the center of our life.
也要认定我们也不是儿女的主，神才是儿女的主。
We should also know that we are not our children's Lord. It is God Himself that's the Lord of our children.
儿女不是属于我们的，乃是属于神的。
Children don't belong to us. They belong to God.
第三，父母要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华我们的神。
Thirdly, parents should love the Lord their God, or by all their hearts, all their soul, and all their strength.
也要用神的爱去爱身边的配偶。
And they need to love their spouses with the love of God.
第四，父母要在生活中分别时间来把主的话全记在心里头。
Fourthly, parents should set about time in their life to learn.And store Lord's God, the word of Lord into their hearts.
自己信从主的话，经历主话的宝贵。
They need to themselves first of all to learn, to experience the Lord's word, and know that they are precious.
第五，父母要把主的话殷勤的、有效的教导儿女。
Fifthly, parents are to teach God's word efficiently into their children's heart.
为此，父母要学习做一个懂得聆听的人。
So parents need to learn to be a person to listen first.
第六，父母要学习在神面前为自己做一个祷告的人。
Sixthly, the parents should learn to be a person of prayer before God.
他要学习在神面前做一个代求的人。
They need to learn to be a person who intercedes before God.
以致他们懂得怎样为儿女代求。
So that they learn how to pray for their children.
第七，做丈夫的要学习带领妻子一起同心的祷告。
Seventhly, husband need to learn to pray with their wives in one accord.
这个就是我们上两次的题目，父母同心祷告。
All these are the topics that we shared about in the last 2 months, which is, parents praying together in one accord.
我们今天要记述这个父母同心祷告的题目。
Today we're to continue sharing on this topic.
上两次我们提到父母要同心祷告呢，就必须先有同一个生命，就是主的生命。
Previously we shared that for the parents to pray together in one accord, they need to share the same life, which is the life of Lord.
所以当一个基督徒要寻找结婚对象的时候， 他要与基督徒结婚，并且是真的基督徒，是有主生命的，不是挂名的。
So when a Christian is looking for someone to be married to, they need to look for someone who has the Lord's life first and is not just a so-called Christian.
夫妻两个人同有主的生命，圣灵就赐给他们合而为一的心。
If husband and wife share the same life of Lord, and God will give them a heart that is in one accord.
另一方面，这个合而为一的心也需要我们去切立保守的。
And this heart of unity also need us to keep them.
在彼得前书第三章第七节，他这样说。
In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner.And as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
丈夫为做要与妻子能够一同没有阻碍的祷告，他需要按情理与妻子同住。
For a husband to have nothing to hinder his prayer with his wife, he needs to live with them, and treat them with respect.
就是要去好好的了解认识自己的妻子，并且要按照这个对妻子的了解去与她同住相处。
Which requires him to first of all to understand his wife well enough, and according to this understanding to live with his wife.
第二，丈夫也要需要学习敬重妻子。
Secondly, husband need to learn to respect his wife.
意思就是宝贵她、爱惜她、给她尊荣。
Which means to cherish her.And to honor her.
在孩子亲友面前 把握机会去尊荣他。
In front of his relatives and children, his husband will take every opportunity to respect his wife.
这样做丈夫的就能够帮助和带领妻子没有阻碍的同心合意的一起祷告。
In this way, husband can lead and together pray with his wife without any hindrance.
另一方面，妻子怎样切立保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心呢
？On the other side, how can a wife to keep this unity with his that's given by the Holy Spirit?
好叫她能够与丈夫同心合意的祷告呢
？So that she can pray in one accord with her husband.
彼得前书第三章第一节这样说：“你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，要这样。”若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的秉行被感化过来。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 1 says, Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
这里的顺服不等于盲从。
Here the submission doesn't mean to listen without any to listen everything regardless.
不表示这个妻子自己是个无知的妇人，没有见识，没有主见。
It doesn't mean the wife is so ignorant that they listen everything what their husband says. They don't have their own opinion.
第二节到。第四节他这样说
Verses 2 to 4 says
这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心你们不要以外面的编头发戴金须穿美衣为装饰只要里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰这在神面前是极宝贵的
When they see the purity and the reverence of your life, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight.
这里讲到顺服，就是妻子带着温柔安静的灵和敬重丈夫的态度。
When it talks about submission here, it talks about that the wife has a gentle and quiet spirit and respects her husband.
这里不是说做妻子不可以打扮。
It doesn't mean that the wives should not dress themselves up.
但是她的打扮不是她的特征。
But beauty should not be the feature of those wives.
她里头那个温柔安静的灵啊，就是她的特征。
Instead, it is the inner spirit which is quiet and gentle. That is the feature of those wives.
她对丈夫的敬重是她的特征。
The attitude of respect towards the husband is her feature.
所以这里讲的顺服呢，是可以跟丈夫沟通的。
So this submission allows communication with their husbands.
可以聆听和表达意见的。
It includesListening and expressing their own opinions.
但是在温柔安静的灵里头。
But all these were done within the quiet and gentle spirit.
如果丈夫最后仍然坚持自己的决定，妻子就学习带着温柔安静的灵去顺服。
If the husband still insists on his own opinion and decision, then the wives will be submissive to the husbands in a quiet and gentle spirit.
除非丈夫要求你去做得罪主的事。
Unless the husband require the wives to do things that's against God.
妻子也带着温柔安静的灵去为着主不做。
And for the Lord's sake, the wives will not follow what the husband requested in a gentle and quiet spirit.
这里讲到顺服，不是讲到那个丈夫是个很好的丈夫的时候。
The submission it talks about here doesn't only apply to a husband when he is really good.
圣经这里甚至说是个不顺从道理的丈夫。
The Bible mentions here that even for a husband who does not believe in the word.
这个妻子顺服丈夫的原则是神对做妻子的要求。
The principle of wives being submissive to their husbands is a requirement from God towards the wives.
神从来没有把这个要求的权利给了丈夫。
God never gave this privilege to make such request to the husband.
但是虽然你的丈夫没有权利来要求你去顺服他。
Although the husband do not have the authority to request, yet the wives still are submissive to the husbands.
甚至你认为你丈夫根本就不配来要求你去顺服他。
Even when you might feel that your husband is not worthy of making such requests.
有人说他根本就不像头。
Some wives say, their husbands do not like the head at all.
连尾巴都不是。
Not even look like the tails.
甚至他是个不顺从道理的丈夫。
Even they are the husbands that is not submissive to the word of God.
一个不信神、不顺服神的丈夫。
Like a husband that doesn't believe in God.
主都勉励我们用圣经的原则去学习顺服。
And even for such husbands, the Lord encourages the wives to learn to be submissive to their husbands.
因为这个是神对做妻子的一个要求。
Because these are the requirements from God towards the wives.
也是神对做妻子的保护和成全。
And it's also a protection and a completion from God towards the wives.
通过妻子甘心乐意为神背起这一次的十字架。
Because the wives is willing and happy to take up the cross for God's sake this time,
这个顺服就叫她属灵生命更成长，更像主。
Submission allows the wife to grow in their spirit and to be like God more.
同样的，丈夫要按情理与妻子同住，敬重她。
Likewise, husbands need to live with their wives according to the knowledge and respect them.
这是神对丈夫的要求。
This is a requirement towards the husband from God.
神也没有把这个要求的权利给了妻子。
God did not give this power of request to the wives.
但是虽然你的妻子没有权利来要求你去了解她、宝贵她、尊荣她。
Even though the wives do not have the authority to request you to cherish her and respect her.
甚至你觉得很难去明白了解她。
Or even you may feel that it's so hard to understand your wife.
觉得她是个生活在另外一个世界里头的人。
You feel as if she lives in another world.
正所谓那个广东话说，女人心，海底针，这是对。
Just like the Cantonese people say, the heart of a woman is like a needle in the sea.
很难明白的。
It is so hard to find and to understand.
女人的心好像海底的针一样。
The heart of the woman is like a small needle under the sea, on the seabed.
甚至你觉得她的话很多，很烦，很不可爱。
Or you may feel that your wife keeps grumbling and talk too much, and it's just so troublesome to you.
你都要用主的爱去爱她，了解她，宝贵她。
Even though she's like that, you still need to use the Lord's word to cherish her.To love her and to respect her.
因为这个是神自己对你做丈夫的要求。
Because this is a requirement from God to you as a husband.
也是神对你的恩典跟成全。
It is also a grace from God, and He wants to complete you.
通过你学习经历主的爱。
Through you learning and experiencing the love of God,
以致你能够靠主的爱，用主耶稣的眼光来看你的妻子。
So that you can look at your wife from the perspective of God in His love.
去了解她，保养顾视她。
To understand her and to keep her and protect her.
当你这样学习去爱的时候，你的属灵生命就更成长，更像主。
When you learn to love your wives in this way, your spiritual life will grow and you will grow to be more like Jesus.
不错，以上丈夫妻子要学的功课都是不容易的。
It is true that those lessons for the husbands and wives that we just talked about are not easy at all.
都必须要紧紧的倚靠主才能去学的功课。
And you can't learn these lessons unless you hold on to the Lord tightly and rely on Him.
但是学这些功课的回报是非常大的。
Yet the rewards from learning those lessons are great.
不单只教他们个人越来越像主。
Not only it will make those individuals to be more like God.
也教夫妻两个人更能够同心合意的祷告。
It also helps the husband and wife to pray with one accord.
可以经历同心的合意的祷告带来那个巨大的属灵的影响力。
And they can experience the great impact coming from their prayer together in one accord.
看见同心合意的祷告对儿女的影响。
So that they can see how their prayer in one accord could impact and influence their children.
如果做父母的真的是爱他们的儿女的话，
If parents truly love their children,
夫妻之间就需要学习这个爱。与顺服的功课。
The husband and wife should learn the lesson of love and submission.
这个是我们过去讲过的。
These are what we've talked about in the past.
我们现在就要来看同心合意的祷告可以带来的影响力。
Now, we want to have a look at what kind of impact and influence can the praying in one accord bring us.
我们一起来读马太福音十八章十九二十节。
Shall we read together from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 19 to 20?
马太福音十八章十九到二十节，我们找到以后，我们一起来读。
Matthew, chapter 18, verse 19 to 20. When you find the verses, we'll read together.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。 主耶稣应许说，两个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Lord Jesus promised that if two or three come together in His name, the Father in heaven will accomplish for them.
这里的同心合意在新约希腊原文是 symphoneo 这个字。
Here, the praying together, agree about anything you ask for in the original Greek language is symphoneo.
交响乐、交响乐的英文字 symphony。就是从这个希腊字产生出来的。
The English word symphony comes from this word in Greek.
同心合意。
It means agree about anything together in one accord.
奏出很美丽的音乐。
And it will make beautiful music.
另外就是《使徒行传》第一章十四节。
Also in Acts chapter one, Acts.Verse 13.
使徒行传第一章第十四节。
Acts 1:14.
我们一起来读。
We'll read together.
这些人同坐几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的横切祷告。这里同心合意在新约希腊原文是。Omothumadon.
Here, the word joined together in original Hebrew, Greek language is orosumana.
以上两处同心合意都是非常宝贵的。
And it is truly very precious about joined together in one accord on those two places we just read.
是神所喜悦的，要成就神的旨意的。
It is pleased by God, and it is to accomplish God's will.
但是不是每一个同心合意都是神所喜悦、荣耀神的？
But is every single prayer in one accord,
every oneness in mind
pleasing to God?
我们要从《使徒行传》来看神所要的同心合意的祷告。
Let's look through the book of Acts to see what is the oneness in mind that God requires from us.
刚才所提的那个两个希腊字，在整个《使徒行传》里头出现过十二次。
The two Greek words we just mentioned appeared 12 times in the book of Acts.
中文翻译作同心同一心相合同心合意。
There are different Chinese translations for those two words. In oneness, in one accord, agree together, join together.
在这十二次的同心合意里面，不是每个同心合意都是为着神的旨意，都是神所要的。
But among those 12 oneness in mind, not all of them are pleasing to God, what God requires and desires.
我们没有时间一个一个的去看，但是我们举几个例子。
We don't have time to go through them all, but we can make some examples.
我们从后面看起。
It's from reading from the back.
使徒行传十九章二十九节。
Acts chapter 19:29.
那里讲到，那一次就是讲到人的同心合意。是去为他们的偶像阿迪米女神大发热心。
It talks about the people have the oneness in mind, and this all this is for their idol, which is the god of Artemis.
是由于撒旦的蒙骗。
It is from the deception of Satan.
另外就是十八章十二节。
Chapter 18:12.
那这就是人的同心合意，叫犹太人起来攻击保罗。
It is the oneness of mind caused the Jews to come up against Paul.
是由于人的宗教热心和憎恨。
Out of the religious zeal and hatred.
另外十二章二十节。
Chapter 12:20.
那一次的同心合意是。推挪西顿的人
同心合一的为地上的利益在政治上与希律王求和。
And the oneness of mind caused the people in Tyre and Sidon to come for the benefits of their own, for their own benefits, to come and ask and to be reconciled with the king Herod.
又例如第七章五十七节。
Again, chapter 7, verse 57.
在那个同心合意里头呢，犹太人用上前去。
Under the oneness of mind, on that occasion, all the Jews came, rushed at him.
要把斯提凡推到城外。
Dragging Stephen out of the city.
用石头打死他。
And began to stone him.
他们的同心合意是由于心中的嫉妒和愤怒而产生的。
The oneness of mind.It's out of the jealousy and hatred from their heart.
也可能要保护他们在犹太教里头所已经有的权利并好处。
Also, it might be for the protection of the benefits and their rights in the Judaism.
又例如《使徒行传》第五章第九节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 9.
那一次的同心合意就是亚拿尼亚的妻子撒菲拉与丈夫同心合意的去试探圣灵。
On that occasion, Anania and Sapphira and her husband tested the Lord in the oneness of mind.
同心合意的欺控圣灵。
They agreed to test the Spirit of the Lord.
这个同心合意是由于贪婪和假冒为善。
And this oneness of mind is because of their greed and hypocrisy.
所以人的同心合意不一定是好。
So the oneness of mind is not necessarily a good thing.
但是神所要夫妻的同心合意呢？
But the oneness of mind God requires from husband and wife.
不是夫妻一起同心接受撒旦的意念。
It is not for the husband and wife to receive the mind and desire from Satan in one accord.
不是妻子同心到丈夫老我里和贪婪的心里头。
It is not for the wife to be in the same mind with husband in his old flesh.
也不是丈夫同心到妻子老我里头的苦毒的灵里头。
It is not also for the husband to be in the oneness of mind into his wife's bitterness.
这样同心合意的祷告是没有能力的。
Such kind of oneness of mind is not effective.
而且是危险的。
And it is dangerous instead.
神所要夫妻同心合意是丈夫和妻子都同心于主耶稣的心肠和心意。
The oneness of mind God requires from husband and wife is a oneness into the Spirit of the Lord.
正如腓立比书第二章第一节到第五节所讲。
Just as the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 1 to 5.
我们来看看。
Shall we have a look?
腓立比书第二章第一节第二节讲到神所要的同心合意。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 to 2 talks about what kind of oneness in mind is required by God.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉爱心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯你们就要意念相同爱心相同一样有一样的心思有一样的意念使我的喜乐可以满足。
If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion,then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love,Being one in spirit and purpose.
第三、第四节也讲到有什么因素破坏神所要的同心合意。
Verses 3 and 4 talks about what kind of factors would destroy the oneness of mind in the Lord.
第三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.But in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
结党， 会破坏神所要的同心合一。
Division will destroy the oneness in mind required by God.
就是如果大家本来是由神所要的同心合一的。
If originally people have this oneness in mind that desired by our God.
但是如果后来其中一个人或者一群人结党。
But afterwards, one person or a small group of people became as divided.
或者有结党的心态。
Or they have a tendency or attitude to separate from other people.
就会立刻破坏这个神本来所要的同心合一。
It will destroy the oneness in mind originally desired by God.
贪图虚浮的荣耀也同样会破坏同心合一。
The vain conceit likewise will also destroy the oneness in mind.
所以要维持大家的同心合一的话呢，结党的人，贪图虚浮荣耀的人必须要悔改。
So to maintain or to restore to the original oneness in mind desired by God, those selfish ambition or vain conceit must be repented.
就能够保存那个同心合一。
So that the oneness in mind can be preserved.
另一方面，存谦卑的心，个人看别人比自己强。
On the other hand, humility and considering others better than yourselves.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Each one not look only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
这些都能够保养、保存、促进。
All these will help to promote the oneness in mind.
总而言之，就是第五节。
In short, verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
夫妻两个人这样同心合一所产生出来的祷告是大有能力的。
The prayer made by husband and wife under the oneness of mind is very effective.
正如我们刚才所读的马太福音十八章十九二十节所说的。
As we just read from Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 to 20.
我在天上的父必要成全。
My Father in heaven will accomplish it for you.
这是主耶稣自己亲自应许的。
This was promised by Jesus our Lord himself.
在家庭里是这样，在教会当中同样是这样。
It is true like this in your family.And it is the same in church life as well.
我们现在要从《使徒行传》四章二十四节到三十一节来看同心合一祷告的一个例子。
Now we will look at an example from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 24 to 31.
使徒行传第四章二十第四章二十四节到三十一节。
Acts 4:24 to 31.
第四章二十四节头半段。
The first half of verse 24 in the book of Acts, chapter 4.
他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向神说。
When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God.
这里的他们就是指着二十三节教会的会众。
Here, they refers to, in verse 23, the congregation of the church.
他们听见什么呢？
What have they heard?
这个祷告是有个什么的背景的呢？
What is the background of this prayer?
这个背景就是教会受到当时极大的宗教和政治势力所逼迫和恐吓。
The background was the church was under the attack of the religious and political persecution and threaten.
教会面对极大的艰难。
The church was facing a great danger, a hardship.
就是在这个背景底下，他们就同心合意的高声向神祷告。
And under this background, they, the congregation, raised their voices together in prayer to God.
我们今天没有时间详细看他们同心会的祷告的内容。
We do not have time to go into great details of the contents of their prayer.
但是很奇妙的。
But amazingly,
虽然是这么多的会众，
although there were so many congregation, so many people,
他们都能够同心合一的有一个祷告。
They could pray in oneness. They had one prayer.
就好像一个人祷告一样。
As if only one person was praying.
因为一个圣灵在众人身上运行，感动他们做出这个教会的同心合意的祷告。
Because it is this one spirit that has moved everyone in the congregation and caused them to pray this one prayer in the church.
神因着他们同心合意的祷告，就带来一个后果。
Because of their prayer in oneness, God gave them one outcome.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Verse 31. After they prayed.The place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
教会虽然这么大的艰难，这么大的压迫，
although the church faced such great persecution and hardship,
撒旦有这么厉害的攻击，
and although the Satan attacks so fearfully,
但是因着同心会的祷告，他们都放胆讲论神的道。
But because of their praying in one accord, in oneness of mind, they could speak the word of God boldly.
并且圣经也就是描述他们都是一心一意的。
And the Bible continues to describe that they were in one heart and one mind.
他们彼此相爱，蒙主很多恩典。
And they loved one another, and they were under God's grace.
但是在这个神所要的同心合意的祷告之后，圣灵也记载了一个神所不要的同心合意。
But after this record of praying in oneness, the Spirit also records another event, which is a oneness of mind.That is not required by the Spirit.
这是第五章第一节到第二节。
That is in chapter 5, verse 1 to 2.
有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产，把嫁银私自留下几份。他的妻子也知道其余的几份，拿来放在仕途脚前。
Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira,also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet.
然后彼得在第三、第四节就说了。
And Peter said in verse 3 and 4,
彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺控圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几份呢？田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，嫁银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺控人，是欺控神呢。
Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal?What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but God.
第五节，亚拿尼亚听见这话，就扑倒，断了气。听见的人都甚惧怕。
Verse 5, when Ananias heard this, he fell down and died, and great fear seized all who heard what had happened.
这个是一件叫人感到非常不愉快的事。
This is a thing that may cause people to feel very unpleasant.
也是非常惧怕的事。
And it is also very terrifying.
可能当时有很多人不明白。
Maybe at that time, a lot of people did not understand.
为什么有这个事情发生？
Why could such a thing happen among them?
为什么彼得对亚拿尼亚是这么严厉？
Why was Peter so strict and harsh to Anania?
为什么神对亚拿尼的审判是这么的可怕？
Why was God's judgment towards Anania so horrible?
第七到第十节。
And verse 7 to 10.
约过了三小时，他的妻子进来还不知道这事。彼得对他说：“你告诉我。”你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？他说就是这些。彼得说你为什么同心试探主的灵呢？就是这个同心和以原文里头埋葬你丈夫之人的脚已到了门口，他们也要把你抬出去。妇人立刻扑倒在彼得脚前断了气。那些少年人进来见他已经死了，就抬出去埋在他丈夫旁边。
About 3 hours after, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, Tell me, is this the price you and Anania got for the land? Yes, she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, How could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of the man who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young man came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband.Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events.
第九节这个同心，原文就是刚才我们所读的那个同心合意。
The agree in verse 9 is the oneness in mind that we explained earlier in the Greek original language.
他们夫妇同心合意，不是神所要的。
And this oneness in mind between husband and wife is not desired by God.
是撒旦进入他的心，并且他让这个充满他的心。
It is because Satan had entered their heart, and they allowed Satan to fill their heart.
妻子跟丈夫同心。
The wife is in agreement with the husband.
神所要的。同心合意是个圣洁的同心合意。
The oneness of mind, the oneness in mind desired by God is holy.
人都想要开开心心、舒舒服服的。
Men always want to be comfortable and be happy.
但是神所要的是要圣洁。
But what God asks for is holiness.
我们很多时候。要圣灵大能的工作。
Oftentimes we ask for the power, the great power of the Holy Spirit to work among us.
忘记圣灵是个圣洁的灵。
We forgot that the Holy Spirit is a spirit that is holy.
同心会的祷告是要付上代价的。
The prayer in oneness is at a cost.
神说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
God said, "You need to be holy. You shall be holy because I am holy."
但是，当我们经历神听。神所要同心合意的祷告的时候，那个喜乐，那个荣耀，是很宝贵的。
However, when we truly have experienced the prayer in oneness of mind that desired by God, then the joy and the glorification that we receive is great.
就是在十一节，
which is in
到十六节所讲的。
Which is talked about in verse 11 to 16.
十一节说，全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
11 says, great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events.
12节说，主借着使徒的手在民间行了许多的神迹奇事，他们都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。
The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade.
14节，信而归主的人越发增添，年男带女的很多。
14. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number.
在教会是这样，在家庭也是这样。
It is the same in the church as well as in your family.
但是
However,
撒旦的工作会继续的。
The work of Satan will continue nevertheless.
17, 18节。
17 and 18.
大祭司和他的一切同人，就是撒都该教门的人都起来，满心直恨，记恨，就下手拿住使徒，受在外间。
Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail.
当我们学习同心合意的祷告的时候，我们所惧怕的不需要怕这些。
When we learn to pray in one accord, we do not need to fear these type of persecution.
我们只需要怕我们心里的肉体会不会给撒旦作为使用的工具。
All we need to fear is our old self, our flesh, that might be used by Satan.
不小心破坏了神所要的同心合意。
That we could have carelessly.Destroy the oneness of mind desired by our Lord.
神要跟我们说，神是能够的。
God says to us, He is able.
昨天晚上在家庭聚会里头讲到教养儿女。
Last night in our family meeting, we talked about raising up children and teach them.
讲到在今天的世代，养育儿女是非常非常非常的难。
We talked about that to bring up our children in this modern world, it is truly very hard.
讲到手机 iPad 什么东西。
We talked about the iPhone and iPad, mobile phone.
真的是非常难。
It is very hard.
但是神是能够的。
But God is able.
因为神的心意就是要家庭一个一个的起来侍奉他跟从他。
Because His heart desire is for Families after family to come up and serve him.
神所要寻找的，就是他工作要有出路，他要找到同心合意的祷告。
God is after the prayers in one accord.
神不单只能够工作，他很想去工作。
Not only that God is able to work, He's also willing to work.
在家庭是这样，在教会也是一样。
To work in your family and in your church.
最近教会的祷告，礼拜三的祷告聚会里头，我们经历神一个很大的恩典。
Recently, we've been receiving God's great grace through our Wednesday night church prayer meeting.
过去这个礼拜三，之前那个青年营完了，我们都交通关于神在青年营的工作。
The past Wednesday prayer meeting night, we shared about the youth camp that has just passed.
其实这个青年营在筹备的过程是经历很多艰难的。
Yes, the preparation stage of the youth camp has gone through many hardships.
是不够时间的。
There is not enough time.
后来人数也很少。
And there wasn't enough people to attend.
但是教会就是这样祷告。
But the church prayed for it, nevertheless.
有很多弟兄姊妹，他们虽然没有参加，但是他们关心这个青年营，在家里头，在个人的祷告里头纪念这个聚会。
Many brothers and sisters, although they couldn't attend the youth camp, yet they pray for the youth camp at their home, and they remembered it in their prayers.
在祷告聚会里头，在周二、周四的守望祷告里头，都为着这个聚会祷告。
In the prayer meeting, in the Tuesday and the Thursday watch meeting, brothers and sisters pray for our youth camp.
那么。报名的钱已经付了，但是人数不够。
And we've paid the registration money, but still there weren't enough people attending.
但是神听祷告了，后来把人数都加满了。
Yet God heard our prayer and added all the rest of the numbers to us.
不单只是加满了，而且是大大的祝福。
Not only adding the number of people to the camp, but also poured down His blessing onto us.
一些参加的年轻人回来说，为什么青年营只一年只有一次，应该多几次？
Many young people coming back saying, why there's only one youth camp every year? There should be more than one camp.
有一些参加青年营很多年了，他说最好的是今年。
And some people have attended the youth camp for many years, and they commented that this year is the best.
因为神能够。
Because God is able.
他也肯。
And God is willing.
但是他需要人同心合意的祷告。
But God needs men to pray in oneness of mind.
神肯。
God is willing.
你肯吗？
Are you willing?
在以赛亚书第六章，神问的一个问题，谁肯为我们去呢？
In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, God asked, who shall I send, and who will go for us?
以赛亚说，我在这里。请差遣我。
And Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me."
神在你的家，我的家很想动工。
God really wants to have His work among your family and my family.
他能够。
He is surely able to.
他也肯。
And he's willing to.
但是他需要有人与他同工。
But he's after the people who's willing to work with him.
神肯，你肯吗？
God is willing. Are you willing?
你肯做一个好的配偶，去与你的配偶同心祷告吗？
Are you willing to be a good spouse that prays with your husband or wife in oneness?
如果你的配偶不大愿意，没有准备好跟你同心合意祷告，
Even if your spouse is not ready to pray with you in one accord.
你肯去求神帮助你做一个好的配偶，吸引你的配偶跟你同心会祷告。
Are you willing to ask for God to prepare you to be a good spouse and attract your spouse to come and pray with you?
最近那个主日学的高班改了一个名字。
Recently, the senior Sunday school has changed a name.
其实这个都是因为礼拜三祷告聚会，神听祷告在主日学里头有点工作。
Actually, this is also one of the results from the work of God in response to our prayer meeting on Wednesday night.
主日学这帮年轻人的名字，新的名字，他们不再叫 Senior Sunday School.
And they are no longer called the Senior Sunday School class.
他们叫180.
They were called 180 degrees.
你知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what it means?
180就是180度。
180 means 180 degrees.
本来我们是朝着这个方向去走，但是现在又180度回转。
Originally we were working this direction, and now we have turned 180 degrees.
我们本来走自己的路，现在回转向神走。
We used to walk our own ways, and now we've turned back and walk towards God.
他们替自己取了一个名字180。
And they've named themselves this 180.
小孩子愿意学习180。
The young children like to learn 180.
做父母的，我们愿不愿意？
Parents, are you willing?
在旧约，全本旧约最后的一卷书，最后的一章圣经，最后的两节圣经，最后的一节圣经。
In the last verse of the last chapter in the Old Testament, last two verses.
马拉基书第四章第五、第六节。
Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6.
看啊，耶和华大而可畏的日子未到，以前我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
最后的一节圣经是很重要的一节圣经。
The last verse of the Bible is always an important one.
全本旧约最后的一节。
All the New Testament finishes at this verse.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
He will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of their children to their fathers.
本来他们是单顾自己的。
Previously, they only care for themselves.
以自我为中心的。
And they're self-centered.
现在因做180向神的时候呢，他们就能够向着他们的心转回他们的父亲，转回他们的儿女。
And now because they've turned 180 degrees, their hearts are turning toward their fathers and towards their God.
并且这里是先使父亲的心转向儿女，然后儿女的心转向父亲。
Besides, it is first.For the father's hearts to turn to their children, and then the hearts of the children to their fathers.
So 180不单只是给主日学的孩子。
So 180 is not only for the children in Sunday school.
父母的也要180。
The parents also need this 180 turning.
这个180不是你向你的配偶讲的。
This 180 is not for you to speak to your spouse.
是你为自己向神讲的。
It's for you to speak towards God for yourself.
在家庭是这样，在教会也是这样。
In family, it's like this, and it's also like this in church.
神说：“谁肯为我们去呢？”
God asks.Who shall go for us?
神在教会里头要得着一帮祷告的人。
God is gaining a group of people who can pray.
祷告的战士。
The prayer warriors.
谁肯为我们去呢？
Who is willing to go for us?
以赛亚说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
Isaiah said, "God, here I am. Please send me."
盼望更多的人。靠着神的恩典。
I hope there will be more and more people by the grace of God.
参与教会的祷告。
Be involved in the prayer of the church.
无论是在周三晚上第四周的周三晚上。
Whether it's on the Wednesday nights every second and fourth Wednesday.
或者是每个礼拜的二礼拜四的早上的守望祷告。
Or it's the weekly Tuesday and Thursday morning prayer.Meeting.
学习同心合一的祷告。
May you learn to pray in oneness and in one accord.
最后，我们当我们将学习的时候，我们需要，
Finally, as we learn this,
我们也求神给我们有属灵的同伴一起祷告。
We pray that God will bestow us spiritual companions to be able to pray with us.
我们知道有些姊妹啊。他们或者妈妈组啊，他们那姊妹会的时候打电话，在电话里头彼此代祷啊，交通。
We know some sisters among us, or either from the mother's group, they may during the week call each other and pray for one another.
提摩太后书第二章二十二节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
他说：“你要逃避少年人的私欲。”同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
It says, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
找一些人，平常你能够跟他一起祷告。
Find some people.So that you may pray with them in the weekdays.
因为当你在家里头，你愿意为神去的时候，你需要有扶持的。
Because when you're at home and you're willing to go for the Lord, you need supporters.
当你的配偶没有准备好的时候，你自己一个人是会有孤单的。
When your spouse is not ready yet, and you were praying all by yourself, you might feel lonely.
找一些弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
Find some brothers and sisters to pray together.
在电话里头也可以。
You can pray over the phone with them.
甚至我认识一些姊妹，她们有一些姊妹群啊，在那个 WeChat。
Even we know some sisters join a WeChat group.
有什么需要提出来，然后大家在他们不同的处境祷告。
And if they have certain prayer requests, they will put it out in the group, and everyone will pray in their different locations.
在香港也有，我认识一些弟兄姊妹是这样做，在澳洲也有。
Some brothers and sisters in Hong Kong, they have the same practice.
同心合意的祷告。
Pray in oneness.
不单只神在青年营已经开始工作了。
Not only our God has started His work in the youth camp.
更需要的，我们需要求，继续求神保守他在年轻人身上的工作。继续。
All the more we need to continue to plead our Lord to continue His work among the young people and protect them.
为你家中的孩子。
Pray for your children.
不要惹他们的气。
Do not provoke them.
为他们祷告，鼓励他们。
But rather pray for them and encourage them.
为教会的年轻人祷告。
And pray for the young people in your church.
无论是英文组，无论是180。
Whether it's the English group or the 180.
或者主日学的小孩子。
Or the younger children in the Sunday school.
对不起，我过了时间了。
Apologize for overtime.
愿意我们都一同在主的跟前有一个科目付代价的同心合意的祷告。
I hope that we all have a thirsty heart before the Lord and we're willing to pay a cost to pray.
为着能够跟配偶同心合意的祷告，我们先学习自己做一个合乎神心意的丈夫或者妻子。
In order to be able to pray with our spouse, may we learn first to be a husband or wife.Meeting God's desire.
吸引配偶跟我们一起同心合意的祷告。
So we can attract our spouse to come and pray with us.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们求主你来加增我们的信心。
Lord Jesus, may you add to our faith.
叫我们学习靠着信心你的应许。来祷告。
So that we may learn to pray according to your promise and faith.
叫我们有一个追求圣洁的心，不是只是外面开开心心、舒舒服服。
Help us to pursue a heart of purity and not just be satisfied of outward comfort and happiness.
叫我们真实的经历你在灵里头给我们里头的喜乐。
May you help us to experience.The joy in the spirit that you're giving to us.
好叫你能够在我们的家里头，在教会当中得着你该得的荣耀。
So that you may receive your glory in our family and at church.
叫每一个家都成为祷告的家。
So that every family will become a family of prayer.
叫神的殿成为祷告的殿。
So that God's temple will become a temple of prayer.
作为万国祷告的殿。
A temple of prayer for all the nations.
好叫荣耀归给你。
So that the glory may be upon you.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.